Welcome. Today, we're discussing some fascinating insights into Anthropic's Claude Code, specifically how to optimize its performance. It's all about agentic coding, folks.
Agentic coding? Sounds intense. So what's the secret sauce here? Spill the tea.
Well, the key ingredient is the word think, believe it or not. Anthropic's documentation suggests using variations of think to trigger different levels of processing power. It's like giving Claude a mental boost.
Wait, seriously? Just the word think? How does that even work?
Apparently, specific phrases are directly mapped to increasing levels of thinking budget. It starts with think, then escalates to think hard, ramps up further to think harder, and culminates in the ultimate power-up, ultra-think.
Ultra-think? That sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. I'm definitely intrigued, but slightly skeptical too.
I get it. Sounds a bit like a magic word, right? That's exactly what Simon Willison, the author of this piece, thought too. He decided to investigate. Simon dove into the slightly obfuscated JavaScript of Claude Code's CLI to find out what was really going on.
Ooh, some code sleuthing. Tell me more. Did he uncover any digital secrets?
Absolutely. After prettifying the code with Prettier, he used RickGrep to search for UltraThink and discovered a crucial piece of the puzzle. The code revealed different token budgets associated with these think phrases.
Token budgets? Explain that like I'm five, please.
Think of tokens as units of processing power allocated to Claude. UltraThink gets a whopping 31,999 tokens. MegaThink gets 10,000. And plain old think receives a respectable 4,000. It's like assigning different levels of fuel for Claude's thinking engine.
So UltraThink really is a superpowered mode. This changes everything. I'm going to start sprinkling UltraThink throughout all my Claude Code prompts.
I hear you. It's exciting. It definitely confirms that these think commands aren't just a quirk of the Claude model itself, but a specific feature built into the Claude Code CLI. It seems like a clever way to control the depth of Claude's processing, ensuring it dedicates the appropriate resources to more complex tasks. Pretty neat, huh?
Absolutely. Thanks for breaking this down. I'm definitely going to experiment with these think levels in my own projects. Who knew a simple word could unlock so much potential? Now, any other hidden gems in that Claude Code documentation?
Well, that's a topic for another podcast. But for now, keep thinking, and maybe even try some ultra thinking. Goodbye, everyone, and thanks for listening.
Goodbye.